Let's talk to the coach. Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings joins us on our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery hotline. Kevin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing well, and we were talking to Joe a little bit earlier, and he was saying on your coach's show last night, you mentioned having a conversation with your assistant coaches on whether to crack the whip on your team or not after the game against South Carolina, and your decision to maybe take it a little easier on them than you would have, and then in hindsight you kind of wish you may have been a little tougher on them. Just talk a little about that decision as you approach the Kentucky game.
Well, I think that in general, I think that winning disguises problems and masks the fact that some things might be wrong. And I just felt like against South Carolina that we hadn't played really anywhere close to our potential, and I was pretty upset about it, but never really let the players know it, and the staff knew it, and I told them that I was concerned because I felt like there were some things that were problematic that weren't getting addressed, and chose to try to continue to address them in the ways that we had been addressing them, and obviously some of the things remained problematic in the Kentucky game, so we were unable to get them fixed with that approach, and so I was just upset with myself. I am upset with myself that not so much cracking the whip, just maybe addressing them in a different way and letting them know how absolutely displeased I was. But anyway, that's, hindsight's always 20/20, and I just wish I would have handled a few things differently before the Kentucky game and after the South Carolina game.
What do you see as some of the issues involving rebounding? Is it a want-to thing? Is it a technique thing? Or, what are some of the problems?
Well, our rebounding had actually turned into a strength.
Right. It was
a little bit of a problem early in the season, and then we were rebounding it pretty well. And then South Carolina game, we didn't rebound as well, and then it was abysmal at Kentucky. So I think some of it is just, it's an effort thing, it's a physicality thing, it's a mindset, and we're not going to be, and I said this earlier in the season, we're not going to be a great rebounding team. That's just not how we're made up. We don't have a lot of really instinctive, long, bouncy, athletic rebounders, but we can be a solid rebounding team, and that's what we have to be.
Kevin, how concerned are you about ball security? That seemed to be something that was plaguing you guys a little bit, too, in Lexington.
Well, it wasn't just plaguing us in Lexington, Mark. That's, again, I think we had 19 turnovers against South Carolina, and they played zone most of the night. So ball security has been a major point of emphasis for some time, and that's if I was going to blow a gasket after the South Carolina game, that's what it should have been over. And again, it was a problem at Kentucky. But the interesting thing is it's not necessarily pressure that causes us to turn the ball over. I mean, I tell our team that turnovers they're one of two things. They're either carelessness or selfishness. And neither one of them are good. So we just have to be more mindful when we have the ball, and hopefully we will be this week.
Kevin, when you talk about Shane Foster and obviously his leadership, he took the big shot, a couple big shots at the end of the Kentucky game that you really expect from him. He's not afraid at all to take those shots. All the attention has kind of been on Ogilvie from the start, but do you think this is Shane Foster's team, and would you like to see him kind of do more as far as create in the lane, kind of get to the rim, and that will help his jump shot out from three-point range kind of in that respect? Do you think he needs to kind of create more, get to the rim?
Frank, I think that I've really been appreciative of Shane's play and his leadership and his effort and all that goes with it. you know, Shane has to pick his spots in order to attack the rim and attack the lane because, you know, playing off the dribble is not what he does the best. He has gotten a lot better at it. And when there are opportunities, then he needs to take them, but he needs to be selective in the opportunities because, again, it's not what he does the best, although he's vastly improved over a year ago. So if he picks his spots, I absolutely do. He has played better off the dribble this year than at any time he's been at Vanderbilt. Turning the ball over has been a little bit of a problem for him. He's got to take better care of the ball. He's one of the guys, along with a lot of others. But again, as long as he picks his spots, then because the first thing we have to do is make sure that we get a shot, and that's what I told our guys. We have to get a shot in order to score. And if we turn it over, first half against Kentucky, we had 34% loss of ball, which obviously means one out of every three times we gave it to them. And you just can't win that way.
Kevin, in facing Tennessee, you're going to be facing J.P. Prince, a kid who almost ended up at Vanderbilt, but somebody, you know, who can beat you off the dribble, which is the type of player you guys have struggled against. Talk about what he has added to the Vols and what has impressed you about what he's been able to do in such a short time.
Well, he's just a long, good athlete, and he has good ball skills and a good ability to finish around the goal, and so you know, their style is conducive for him to be in the open floor and to have an opportunity to make some plays. And obviously he was there for an entire year before he got into a game, so he was well adjusted to their system. There wasn't much of a learning curve for him, and that's why, you know, guys like that are ideal, because they have an opportunity to learn without the pressure of playing. And so JP was able to do that, and he's been very productive for him while he's been on the floor. So and the other thing is that they're just so balanced. You know, it's difficult to play him because of the balance that exists in their lineup, and with both of the Smiths and Lofton and, you know, all their guys, he's just another weapon that they have that makes them even more difficult to play.
Kevin, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck on Thursday night.
All right, guys.
Good luck, Kevin.